Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 46, Special Incidents, Episode 6, Advaita Acharya's Festival of 10 Days. Taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 3, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stay at the house of Advaita Acharya. And when the people of Shantipur heard that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying there, they all immediately came to see Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Being very pleased, all the people loudly began shouting the holy name of God, Hari, Hari. Indeed, they became struck with wonder upon seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. They saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very fair-complexioned body with its bright luster, which conquered the brilliance of the sun. Over and above this was the beauty of the saffron garments which glittered upon Lord Chaitanya's body. People came and went with great pleasure. There was no calculating how many people assembled there before the day was over. As soon as it was evening, Advaita Acharya began congregational chanting. Advaita Acharya even began to dance himself, and Lord Chaitanya witnessed the performance. When Advaita Acharya began dancing, Nityananda Prabhu began dancing behind Advaita Acharya. Haridas Thakur, being very pleased, also began dancing behind Nitai. Then Advaita Acharya spoke, Ki kahiba re saki ajuka ananda ora, chiradine madhava mandire mora. My dear friends, what shall I say? For today I have received the highest transcendental pleasure. After many, many days, Lord Sri Krishna is in my house. Advaita Acharya led the Sankirtan party, and with great pleasure, Advaita Acharya sang this verse. There was a manifestation of ecstatic perspiration, shivering, raised hairs, tears in the eyes, and sometimes thundering and bellowing. While dancing, Advaita Acharya would sometimes turn around and around and catch the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Advaita Acharya would speak to Lord Chaitanya as follows. Oh, for so many days just by bluffing, you escaped me. Now I have you in my home, and I will keep you bound up. Speaking like this, Advaita Acharya performed congregational chanting with great pleasure for 3 hours that night, dancing all the while. When Advaita Acharya danced in that way, Lord Chaitanya felt ecstatic love for Krishna. And because of this separation, the waves and flames of love simply increased. Being agitated by such ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly fell to the ground. Seeing this, Advaita Acharya stopped dancing. And when Mukunda saw the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda understood the feelings of Lord Chaitanya and thus began to sing many stanzas, augmenting the force of Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. Advaita Acharya raised the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order to help Lord Chaitanya dance. But Lord Chaitanya, after hearing the stanzas sung by Mukunda, could not be held up due to Lord Chaitanya's various bodily symptoms. Tears fell from Lord Chaitanya's eyes, and Lord Chaitanya's whole body trembled. Lord Chaitanya's bodily hairs stood on end, and Lord Chaitanya perspired heavily. Lord Chaitanya's words faltered. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya stood up, and sometimes Lord Chaitanya fell. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya cried, ha-ha prana priya saki, ki na hoila more, kanu prema vishe mora, tanu mana jare. Thus, Mukunda sang, Oh, my dear intimate friend, tell me what has not happened to me. For due to the effects of the poison of love for Krishna, my body and mind have become severely afflicted. Ratre dine pode mana soyasti napan, jahan gele kanupan tahan udiyan. My feeling is like this. My mind burns day and night, and I can get no rest. So if there was some place I could go to meet Krishna, I would immediately fly there. This stanza was sung by Mukunda in a very sweet voice. But as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this stanza, Lord Chaitanya's mind went to pieces. The transcendental ecstatic symptoms of disappointment, moroseness, pleasure, restlessness, pride, and humility all began fighting like soldiers within Lord Chaitanya. The entire body of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began tottering due to the onslaught of various ecstatic symptoms, and as a result, Lord Chaitanya immediately fell to the ground. Lord Chaitanya's breathing almost stopped. Upon seeing the condition of Lord Chaitanya, all the devotees became very anxious. Then suddenly, Lord Chaitanya got up and began making thundering sounds. Upon standing up, Lord Chaitanya said, Go on speaking! Go on speaking! Thus, Lord Chaitanya began dancing, overwhelmed with pleasure. No one could understand the strong waves of his ecstasy. Lord Nityananda began to walk along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to see that Lord Chaitanya would not fall down. And Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur also followed them, dancing. In this way, Lord Chaitanya danced for at least 3 hours. Sometimes the symptoms of ecstasy were visible, including pleasure, moroseness, and many other waves of ecstatic emotional love. Lord Chaitanya had been fasting for 3 days, and after that period, Lord Chaitanya took eatables sumptuously. Thus, when Lord Chaitanya danced and jumped high, Lord Chaitanya became a little fatigued. Being fully absorbed in love of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya would not understand his fatigue. But Nityananda Prabhu, catching Lord Chaitanya, stopped his dancing. Although Lord Chaitanya was fatigued, Nityananda Prabhu kept Lord Chaitanya steady by holding him. At that time, Advaita Acharya suspended the chanting, and by rendering various services to Lord Chaitanya, Advaita Acharya made Lord Chaitanya lay down to take rest. Thus, for 10 continuous days, Advaita Acharya held feasting and chanting in the evening. Advaita Acharya served Lord Chaitanya in this way without any change. Recorded August 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.